And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, and it's Monday. And here we are. I don't know if you can notice, but you listen to my voice, and I'm a little sick today. One thing about me is I never get fevers, ever. I have a fever. I'm at 99.8, which for me, because I'm fat, I'm at 96 point something, 97 point something at all times. But 99 is pretty high. But I don't care because I'm here with you guys on Total Engagement. Last week, I had to do the shows live from outside the hotel into my iPhone. I got to figure out this travel thing when I go on the road. I got to figure out how to do it. It's still new doing it every day. I could have put some in the bank, but I like to stay current. I like to stay creative. I like to be able to take what's ever happening right then and there and put it out to you. Besides one show ever, they've always all been done that day and given to you because I care about you guys. And speaking of that, I did a Full Gear review show, a front row review show of Full Gear, and it is on the Patreon. I also did another bonus show on the Patreon over at WrestlingFriend.com. Join today for pennies a day, but the other one's kind of fun because I talk about my StarCast experience. Now, I don't say anything I shouldn't say, because when you're in a situation like that, you don't want to give away anything that ruins it for anybody else, but there are some fun stories, including maybe one with the Yeti, maybe something with Eric Bischoff, perhaps even some, let me drink some of this freshly squeezed orange juice right here, hold on a second. I don't know, whoever, doing shots of the bad boy, whatever. It's a fun, short, bonus show, and you guys get it right now. But today, we are going to talk about what happened at Full Gear. We had ourselves a little death match, didn't we, folks? People freaked the hell out. Let's talk about whether they should or shouldn't, and what AEW should do, and why everybody should calm the hell down. Today, on Total Engagement with me, I'm sick, Matt Coon. So I was there at Full Gear. I was there very close watching this death match unfold. Now, in talking to Matthew about what constitutes a death match of a hardcore match, he was saying a death match is where you have things involved that have nothing to do with winning or losing, right? It's just pain for pain's sake. And I'd say, well, yeah, but some hardcore matches have that once or twice. But I think that's a good explanation of what a death match is a few things that happen that have nothing to do with winning or losing. What did we have in this particular death match? We had glass. We had a table full of mousetraps. We had a table. There was a giant gold chain. There was a spike. There was a barbed wire bat, a barbed wire broom, and also a barbed wire spider web. It was a death match with a budget, which made it interesting. So being there, it was fantastic for me. I enjoyed it. I did not see anything. Also tearing off the ring floor so that just the 2x8s were exposed. I was going to say I didn't see anything too dangerous, but I'll say maybe that splash by Kenny Omega, the Phoenix splash, where he jumped out, missed it, landed straight on the wood. That seemed a little dangerous, but the reaction was pretty severe. Dave Meltzer said on his show, he hopes they never do another match like that ever. Brian Alvarez tweeted, "This is not for me." Sean Sapp, I believe, tweeted, "This is not for me." Raj Geary from Wrestling Inc. had said something like, "This is not something I enjoy." Pro Wrestling Illustrated tweeted, "I hated this match." And there was definitely a reaction. I think we're forgetting a few things. One of those was brought up by my good friend, Ross Foreman. I need to have him on the show. I don't know if we're good friends. We've met. And if you look at the two of us, we don't have anything in common. He's a WrestleZone reporter. He's like this good-looking, young, hip guy, and I'm like this old guy. But he's very smart. Like, his tweets are killing. You got to follow him. And he was saying something like, he was going crazy. All these people were upset about the match, Omega and Moxley. I might have said someone different before. Sorry, I'm sick. And he was saying, if you even begin to tell me that this is more offensive than some of the stuff we saw in the Okada Omega matches, you're out of your mind. And I would agree with that. I think it was very dramatic, the match we saw at Full Gear. I think the glass was very dramatic. I think the barbed wire was very dramatic, certainly painful if you're cutting up people's backs and stuff like that. And the mouse traps, probably for show. We see tables in matches all the time. We see chairs in matches, fake hanging stuff with chains. We've seen that. So I don't think that set people off as much as some of the blood and guts. I think that people are being a little hypocritical here about what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. It's a lot like, to me, the difference between, you know, someone who doesn't want to eat meat, is disgusted by the idea of eating meat, but will eat a hamburger, but won't kill their own meat. You know, they don't want to see it, but they'll do it. And I think that's what we have here, these death matches, because a lot of it is no more dangerous than some of the stuff we see Jeff Hardy do, or some of the stuff we see on regular on Raw. You know, certain bumps, certain things that are done, certain moves are more dangerous than anything that we saw that night. But as long as we don't see the surface area stuff, the blood, the cutting, the intent to inflict harm in a very overt way, we're comfortable with it if we don't see that. We're uncomfortable when we do see it, just like some people are uncomfortable seeing a chicken get its head cut off, but they love that Popeye sandwich. I think people need to settle the hell down just a little bit. I think people need to realize that what they are seeing is, and, you know, and I don't have any problem with like Alvarez and them saying this is not for me. I do have a problem with people saying that this is a terrible thing and they should never do a match like this. And if they do it, they'll never draw the audience they want. Y'all don't know what's going to get them the audience they want. They don't know what's going to get them the audience they want. I don't know what's going to get them the audience they want. So if you're to go car, and I'm not saying this will give the audience they want, but I'm not so arrogant as to say this will never get you the audience that you want ever because you're doing this. It's going to turn off a portion of the audience. It may, but it also may bring in some other people as well. And I don't think it was that much of a turnoff. I think one of the criticisms was these two workers are so fantastic. They don't have to do this shit. If you're trying to tell me that these guys who do death matches or guys who do hardcore matches, historically like a Mick Foley or current day like a Nick Gage, you're trying to say they don't have talent because that's what they do. That's not correct. There's also something that Jon Moxley did before he went to the WWE. People are overreacting and people aren't realizing that maybe this could be something that differentiates them from WWE. WWE will not make that step to do this. This is a way they can be different. I'm not in favor of people getting hurt. I'm not in favor of people getting more danger. I'm not in favor of people taking more risks for less reward. I'm not in favor of any of that. But if you ain't got a problem with JBL's clotheslines, I just saw a GIF of that today. I was like, Jesus, if you didn't have a big problem with JBL's clotheslines and you have a big problem with that death match we saw, you might want to say, and I'm not saying this judgmentally because we all do this, you may want to say, hey, let me self-examine some of these things. It might not be for you, doesn't mean it's for everybody. That's the point I made before. Just because it's not for you doesn't mean it's not for anybody, is the point we made before. And the second point is that maybe these things that we see are not any more dangerous than the things we regularly see. And thirdly, the point being made is that we want something different. We need something different. AEW needs to differentiate himself. This is a way they can differentiate themselves. Again, I'm sick. I'm so sorry. It's getting worse by the second. Let me tell you. So I was feeling okay, right? And then I did one Patreon show over at Wrestling Friend. I felt okay, maybe a little worse. The voice started going. And then I did a second Patreon show, and then I didn't feel good at all. And now I'm recording this, and I feel terrible. But I have a very good point to make right now, is that how do we bridge all this? How do we fix all of this? In my fever dream that I'm having, this may make sense or may not make sense. It might just be a fever dream. Here's what I'm thinking. It canon-wise, narrative-wise, public, even public perception-wise, they can keep pushing this idea. It's a lights-out match. It's an unsanctioned match. It is not part of AEW. We make it very clear. Now I'm talking from AEW's perspective. We make it very clear this is not an AEW match. If you love AEW, you can love AEW and not love these matches. If you love AEW, you know we have certain things that want to, certain situations that we want to resolve, and certain wrestlers wrestle in certain ways, and those matches we're not comfortable sanctioning, and that's why it's Lights Out. Lights Out isn't a gimmick. Lights Out just doesn't represent AEW. They should go on to say, or they could go on to say, furthermore, you know what? We noticed we turned off a lot of people with that shit. We noticed we did. So we're going to tell you this. We're going to put on a regular size pay-per-view regardless of that match or not. And if you are squeamish, and if your sensitivities are kind of, my God, these notifications. If you get squeamish or if your sensibilities are compromised by what you're about to see, we are going to ask you, as AEW fans, turn it off because the AEW show is over. Turn it off. And if you're in the building, we're going to give you a chance to leave. Everybody who would like to leave before the Lights Out match can leave now. We are going to start, and this match is not an AEW match. This match is not for the faint of heart, blah, blah, blah. And if people do leave, then the other people can fill their seats, and it'll be like a crazy scene in a crazy exclusive club. If people don't leave, it seems kind of outlaw, right? It seems like, we told you to turn off your TV. We told you to leave. We told you not to judge us on this because this is unsanctioned. This is what we're going to have. Now, of course, it's kind of bullshit because it's all AEW. But I think that would be a kind of interesting and clever mix of the fiction and the nonfiction show, the fiction and the nonfiction narratives, to create a solution for these people that are like, AEW should never do this. Well, AEW's not. This is unsanctioned, right? And then the people who like it. I think we've gotten somewhere. I think we've pointed out maybe a little bit of the hypocrisy of it. But really, though, if something like, again, like someone like Alvarez, Brian Alvarez, or Sean Sapp, who are two guys I respect and listen to and like, and maybe they don't like me, but I like them. And I think they're talented guys. When they say this is not for me, I respect the shit out of that, right? Because they're not saying this shouldn't be for anybody. They're not saying these guys are pieces of shit for doing it. They're saying this isn't for me. And to be fair, Sapp, and of course, definitely Brian Alvarez, when there's these matches between Naito and Kota Ibushi in Japan that have a lot of these crazy neck and head bumps, they're just as outraged. But a lot of people aren't. And that hypocrisy is there, right? But the point is that I respect people's right and ability and perspective to say, I don't like this. You know, I was a little bit like the GCW show, you know, when I went to it, because I said some of it is not for me for sure. A lot of it is. And the organization's fantastic. And these guys are, we talked about another show, you know, they're making the choice to do this. They're making the choice to entertain by this. But I also think there's another point to be made. We've made this show that there's other things just as dangerous we're okay with. But I think the solution of wrapping it all up in the narrative of this is unsanctioned. If you don't like it, turn it off. If you don't want to be here, walk away. You're still an AEW fan in great standing. But we're going to start this fucking crazy match. I think it's a pretty good idea. I think it might be a fever dream. I might be hallucinating this right now. But what I'm not hallucinating is that Total Engagement is on every single day, Monday through Friday, every single day. And of course, the Patreon is a booming. We're doing so good that we're going to keep putting up content. We're going to keep putting up more rewards, no more levels. Let's just keep it simple. And just pennies a day, support this show. I don't want to put a lot of ads in. I'm getting more and more requests through our, you know, the way that we get the protocol by which we get the ad requests. They're coming in. I'm still trying to put it off because I want to do this through Patreon so we don't have ads. Still do this every day. If you don't do the Patreon, do this. You're still getting the full show every single day right here on Total Engagement. With me, man, listen to that voice. Let me try it again. With me. Yeah.